Then God said, let us make man in our own image. And at the voice of that thought, every creation in existence existed. The past people, today's people, and the tomorrow people. But it wasn't until such a time as this, each time, that we're all brought forth. At the moment, significant to fulfill purpose. The two most important days in your life are the days before you were born and the days after you die. So significant, neither needed you in existence. You're not an accident, a cosmic reaction, boom, and you came into being. No, you are greater than that. Those 2 days are a reminder letting you know you do have purpose. Thus, why you exist in this generation. Let's catalog. Your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your auntie, your co-workers, even your enemies, and everyone else. So many years ago, in the land of glory, it was written in the book of history that at a certain point in time, for a period of time, your path will cross. But have you ever wondered, just reason with me here, have you ever wondered why they came the way they did? Think about it. Why aren't your father's father, making your current daddy your son, and your mother your daughter? In the book of history, your path will still have crossed, and destiny will have been fulfilled nonetheless. If some of you were your parents' parents, I'm sure you would have treated your current siblings better. Why wasn't that annoying teacher your classmate, and your best friend your teacher? Why aren't you the eldest, all those days of excessive sending? Why are things the way they are? Why am I black and you white? Why am I beautiful and you? Why are some able and others labeled less than able? Why do some have 2 hands and some 1, and even others none? These are the things we don't remember. We forget they exist, and so live life wastefully. We live life worthlessly. Imagine with me just a little bit further. Why are you the one that knows the things you know and not the people you share them with? If it's going to be a teamwork, why didn't the idea come from someone else? Listen, you can change the future, what we are becoming, but you can't change the past. What has passed for a reason. You remove a man from the equation and you murder a particular purpose. You refuse to do your part and the chain of life remains a puzzle. The best you can have is an alternative, but just that, an alternative. What use is Martin Luther King's speech in this generation when blacks and whites are already dining together? There's a reason Martin Luther King came before Barack Obama. Even Obama became the president of USA as a black American, not as a citizen of Kenya. Everything happens for a reason. Both the good, the bad, and the ugly. If things were smooth for you back then, you will have missed purpose. If things are rough for you right now, you will miss purpose. That's why at each time, every time, things happen the way they did. For a particular purpose to be accomplished. And so yes, there's a reason why you're the one that knows the things you know. And not the people you share them with. There's a reason why there's a Goodluck Jonathan and a Muhammadu Buhari. There's a reason why I exist. There's a reason why you exist. Someday, you're going to become a parent, a father, a mother. And you'll be the best father to your son. The best mother to your daughter. Just as the best person to have prepared you for essence was your father. Not that rich man 3 blocks away. Was your mother. Not that your friend's mom you always admired. If your elder brother was your father by birth, you would have missed the purpose. But he became your father by the condition of love and care. If daddy had stayed, mommy wouldn't have raised the strong man you have become. Yes, I understand these are deep thoughts. Digest them slowly. We are quick to ask, why me? Excuse me, why not you? If it wasn't you, it would have been someone else. But that same person is asking, why me? So who does it go to? Think about it. If it was random, why aren't your problems the same with mine? Or your sisters? I asked, what was so special about the 13th that daddy had to go on the 12th? She asked, is it my fault that I'm a woman and beautiful? Now I couldn't get the job because I didn't want to catch eczema scratching my interviewer's back. He asked, Lord, this is my 3rd time of writing jam. Just how did I offend you? And so I ask again, does it come to you as a shocker that someone else's problem isn't yours? I do not claim to have the answers to why you exist. That's your job. But one thing I know, forgetting all else, life is in too much order to be mistaken for an accident. You are breath and destiny will die without you. We are all called into the land of the living. Figure out why and enjoy doing it on purpose. I remain double ST and you are not an accident. You are not an accident.